Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak, joined by Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And Oscar Santana.
Hola.
Mike is in the kitchen waxing his turkey, getting ready for the big Halloween weekend, but we are joined in this opening segment by a very important person, and he's having a big weekend, too. Please say, oh my, please say hi.
Who could it be?
To Count Dracula.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, you, Count.
You know, they didn't call for rain.
I am Count Brian Dracula.
Oh, Brian?
I am a descendant of the original Count Dracula, but I have traveled many, many miles to be with you today.
Well, hello. Thank you for that.
I am Count Brian Dracula.
So,
descendant of the original Count Dracula.
What brings you to town, Brian?
I've come to celebrate your wonderful holiday, Halloween.
That's Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. You say Halloween. You say the wrong way. I say the right way.
Count, I really won.
Hello,
thank
Oscar.
You so much time.
Do you prefer Count or Brian?
I like Brian. Okay. Call me Brian. You could call me Bri.
Bri guy.
Bri Dracula.
The fact that you've taken time out of your busy schedule, not what with Sesame Street episodes you're on, and your own cereal line.
Yes, that's right. I have a wonderful line of cereal.
And the big holiday that's coming up.
I understand.
For you to join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, boy, that was quite a clap of thunder, wasn't it?
My first question is,
yes.
How does the family feel that do you feel like you are able to give them enough time with your busy schedule?
Well, let me explain to you. I come from a family that is very, very vocal.
What?
They're very, very vocal.
Yes.
They are very, very vocal.
Or are they vocal?
If they have something to do, they are very, very vocal. I'm sorry, very, very vocal.
Okay. Oh, I think I follow.
No, very, very vocal.
Very, very vocal.
Very vocal.
Right. Okay, I understand.
I'm killing this bit right now.
And again, it's two sons.
Yes.
And an estranged wife.
I
right?
understand. Yes. Wow. Well, as the runt of the litter,
yes.
Brian Dracula.
Are there other Draculas?
Oh, yes, yes.
There's How are your brothers?
Timmy.
Timmy Vaughn.
Timmy is doing good, and Mark is doing fantastic. And also, Peter is working on the West Coast.
Is Timmy Dracula still working at WJFK?
Yes, he is. And he goes back to Nigeria occasionally to visit. To visit people. He likes to visit his friends. He is a very, very nice guy. Very, very charming.
As of late, in the past 3 years,
yes.
Vampires have become very popular.
They're hot.
A renaissance, if you will.
True.
Let me tell you.
I will.
I am thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled at the popularity of vampires. Vampires have terrorized people, but now they seem to be almost a cult classic.
Yes.
Now they seem almost sexy and friendly.
Popular.
If there was only that in my day, I would have been very, very, very happy.
You don't look that old.
I keep getting my V's and W's confused.
How old are you, Brian?
I am 672 years old.
Wow.
And that in vampire years, that is baby.
You're a kid.
That's right.
Are you still getting it done, though?
Oh, you better believe it.
Would you bone Sookie?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Do you take HBO?
Oh, I do. I love the HBO. I love the True Blood. It's a filled with myths, though. You know,
like really?
Well, we would never be with a human being. That would be absolutely ludicrous.
No,
ludicrous, I tell you. Yes, I would not be with a human being.
Now, Brian, if you don't mind, gun to your
head. Oh, that was a nasty thunderclap.
God, it's noisy.
Gun to your head.
Yes.
All right. Gun to your head.
That means nothing to
either him. Team Edward.
That's so tough.
Or
team the other guy that you can't remember and I can't right now. Team Edward or team Werewolf?
Yes.
Right. The Werewolf is the one with the abs, right?
Yes.
What's his name?
Very good
what the hell is his regular actor name? I know that.
Taylor,
nobody knows.
Taylor
Isn't that great? Yes.
Taylor Lautner.
He's a fag.
No, really.
Yes. Not that there's anything wrong with that, though.
Well, you know,
I don't
funny.
Care what your sexual it's proclivity is. It doesn't bother me.
Funny you should bring that up.
Yes.
I've always found that the vampire lifestyle.
Ah, the vampire lifestyle.
Oh, here we go. It's sort of swishy.
Get ready for that loud thunderclap. It's coming up just about now. Oh, my goodness. Be careful.
Do you have a meteorology degree?
Oh, I do. Yes. Today, sunny skies, partly sunny with the lower temperatures, and most importantly, lower humidity.
But that sunshine, that's bad, right? For you?
Yeah. Hey, that's a myth also.
You look a little sparkly.
I can walk around you sparkly. Listen, when you get into direct sunlight, that's when you got a sticky wicket.
Right.
Okay, incidentally, speaking of sticky wicket, Buzz, you got any sticky pot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can hook you up, Brian.
I tell you, when I smoke a joint, it's crazy. I bite the first neck I see after that. I get the munchies, something fierce.
You Do you ever wear like SPF 45? Does that help? No.
There's nothing you can do with direct sunlight, but I can sit in there during the day and be in your home. There is no problem whatsoever. Drawn, I love the fact all the curtains are drawn and there is no direct sunlight coming into my room.
Now, the question I had, I'm sorry, Buzz, let me just be quick. I've always found the vampire lifestyle.
Please be quick.
Oh, here we go with the weather again.
It's raining again.
And also, are your dogs okay out there?
They're fine. They do not like the daytime because they are the creatures of the night.
I must tell you,
what beautiful music they make.
I've always found the vampire lifestyle a bit dandy.
Yes, dandy. Like fancy lad, is that what you're saying?
Well, the thing is, I mean, you're wearing a cape for crying out loud. Who even does this anymore?
I wear a cape because it's part of the uniform, you bastard.
Do you ever lay with men?
Lay with all sorts of different men.
Wow.
Over the years. Most recently,
In history, I
enjoyed a long weekend with Charlie Sheen in New York City.
How was that?
Yes, I was the one that left right before the hooker got caught. Porn star. Muhaha. Yes.
Count.
Last question. I'm very busy.
Just a quick clarification.
Yes, clarification.
It's Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Ah, yes.
Team Edward.
Team, of course.
Of course, you always go. Always bet on Fang.
Yeah.
Now, kind of on that subject, you mentioned you're estranged from your wife. What exactly, Brian, broke up your marriage?
It was very frustrating, but she did not like the late hours. And she did not like the company that I kept.
Ah.
Yes, but you know that.
Yes, yes.
Because Buzz Burbank, you have been with me since the beginning.
We hang.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've been with the Institute for 2 years now, and I just know that things are going to change for the better now that you're here. You see, ever since Dr. Ashley died, things have been happening here that are very strange.
Wentworth! Ah. The eminent Dr. Thorndike. It's a great day here at the Institute for the very, very nervous. May I say that we've been looking forward with much anticipation to your arrival. Oh, allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Charles Montague. I was in charge here until you showed up.
Ahem!
Oh, allow me to introduce Nurse Diesel, my right-hand man, woman.
Dr. Thorndike, how do you do? Charlotte Diesel. I have left a complete medical file of everyone in the Institute here in your room. I'm sure you'll want to rest a bit and freshen up before you meet the rest of the staff. Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup. Excuse me.
Well, Dr. Thorndike, may I say...
Charles!
Goodbye.
Do you see what I mean? What I'm trying to tell you is... Goodbye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That's from High Anxiety.
Yes.
Indeed it is.
Love that.
Yeah, that's good. Heard across America and in 145 countries around the world. This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Thursday, October 28, 2010, and we are over 3.5 million downloads. Still growing, approaching the 4 million mark. Mark, if you were a guessing man, how long before we hit the 4 mil?
You know, I'm thinking it's going to be by our anniversary.
Ah, that is great
Very
news.
Nice. Not bad in a year.
Thank you for your support. Our show today is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer, and now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches, or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for $8.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. And hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Yay.
Don't forget, we've got a fabulous Halloween bonus hour coming up tomorrow. So for those of you that have subscribed and those of you that get it a la carte, you will enjoy a special sixth hour this week of the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's
and we
spooky.
Are happy.
And
which was the biggest mistake of our lives.
No, I think it was a fine idea.
The biggest mistake of our lives. It's the extra effort we put in
every
week.
For you.
Breaking rocks here in the living room studio.
And trust me, you're going to want to hear this bonus hour because Mike is going to let go, finally, after all these years, of all his best tips for pumpkin carving.
Yes, that's right.
You are the pumpkin Picasso.
I wouldn't do it on a heartbeat. I swear to God. I want to be in another state when that happens. I know you like it, right? You do it every year.
I'm kind of past it now. I used to dig it.
What a pain in the ass.
It is a pain. The secret is, I found an apple core because you can make holes real fast.
There's your tip.
Bap, 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 bap.
There's your pro tip.
Whenever I reach in and have to get the gook out, out of the pumpkin when you
reach
in.
It's always racial with you.
It's disgusting. It's gook. I said gook.
How's that?
I said gook.
My soul.
Before
my
we
fault.
Get rolling here, I want to tell you why I am jealous of my wife.
Yeah, what's up going with that?
On? And it's not what you might think. Also on today's show, we might want to touch on Evie and Randy Quaid and what the F is wrong with them. Mm-hmm. Also, what the F is wrong with Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
And what the F is wrong with Northern Virginia. A breeding ground for terrorists, ladies and gentlemen.
As it turns out.
Yes. It really is.
It's proximity.
And now, without further ado, before anything else, Mark Ronick came to me before the show and he said, would you be comfortable?
I said it just like that.
Would you be comfortable with me making a major announcement without you knowing about it?
But it was in his more Gelman way when he gets his eyes big and he nods a lot. He said, hey, Mike,
I trust
would it be
him.
Okay?
I trust him implicitly.
You should.
He has, and he, Mark, if Mark knows one thing, he knows me and he knows when to...
Yeah,
he knows one thing.
He knows money.
He knows money.
Rob and immediately putting
he knows
him in
Gelt, I prefer to
timing.
Call it.
He knows timing.
Gelt.
He has a major announcement. Is this a major announcement?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, this is a big announcement for the show.
And also, get ready, America. This is going to be great because he's not reading it.
That's okay. Right.
He's just going to say.
I just made some notes.
Okay. Oh, no.
without further ado, would you like a timpani?
Sure.
All right, here is the timpani.
Wow, big, eh?
He sounds very confident.
He's confident, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the announcement from Mark Ronick.
Well, from, we've been on for almost a year now.
Yes.
And we've got a brand new affiliate.
We have
that's right.
We have a new radio affiliate. That is great news.
Wow. I was up till the wee hours of the night with this guy working it out, and it's all set.
I am tickled to death.
Yeah, right. Now, so. Then, my God, let me give you a timpani again, and the radio empire. You've got me speechless.
Yeah. Good.
I don't know if you can reveal any details, but Los Angeles or New York?
yes.
Not quite.
Most before we announce it. Because I want to go into this with a great deal of positive energy.
Okay. Yes.
The paid affiliate, right?
Correct.
Even better. All right.
There's no such thing as unpaid affiliate.
Well, is this East Coast, West Coast, or Middle America?
This would be East Coast.
East Ooh. Coast.
I like that.
And
the important coast.
They will be taking 1 hour of the show?
They will be taking 1 hour of the show between 6 and 7 p.m.
Really?
Nice.
Correct.
Very nice.
Well, drive time.
Ladies and gentlemen, share it with us. What is our affiliate?
It's 107.1 The Game out of Burlington, Vermont.
Hey! Burlington! We're coming back to Burlington!
Yeah!
And that's as of November 1st, Monday.
That is very, very exciting news.
That is so cool!
Will we have to pay attention to the length of the show?
No, we can keep going the way we always do it.
He's another one of these.
He is a huge fan.
Freeform guys that likes to have the show the way we do it.
Yep, Rich Delancey is his name. He's the president and CEO there, and he.
That's huge.
Absolutely.
That is huge.
That is huge.
You undersold so that. That is yeah.
That made
incredible.
My effing day.
He's actually
really
a huge
terrific.
Fan of yours. He's been with you guys since Don and Mike, and he was chomping at the bit to get this show on.
Do you know
there.
How long Great. It's been since I've been on an FM station?
One long time. 1 year. Yeah. Almost 1 year of doing the show. Well, we're 2 months shy of 1 year.
Right,
right.
And, and we finally got our second affiliate.
How about that?
Let's hope that this is a trend and that this keeps
Absolutely.
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
And I am so happy
about
that.
What's great about this mm-hmm. is now finally, after this whole effing year, KCJJ can be put on the back burner.
Oscar's happy.
It's a tough day for Steve. It really is.
Steve... You are a pioneer.
Yeah,
number
we
one.
Used you and abused you. Moving on.
You are
Steve.
A pioneer at KCJJ.
Number one in our
heard
hearts.
On,
not true.
That is, and how did this come about? Because you know what? I'll be honest with you. We got KCJJ, mm-hmm. and then at the beginning, before we started doing so many different
things
to monetize this podcast, to make it a success, we went into the other directions because the affiliate thing was completely mishandled by Buzz and Rob.
Right.
And I was just, Mark delivers where you boys didn't.
Well, you know, as I see it, Mark and I are tied right now.
That's
and
true.
Mine came in 11 months first.
You are taking KCJJ, my friend. That was a foregone conclusion. That
really? Was it?
Look at
who spun records for 5 months to make it happen?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, here's Rest and
right.
Laurel.
Right.
All right. Very good.
How many sponsors have you had, Rob?
Sorry, Mark, just making it easy for you to sell all day. That's all I do.
Thanks.
That's what I like, boys. That's when daddy gets in a good mood. That's when daddy's in a good mood.
And this is a good opportunity to remind our friends in Kansas and around Wichita to give another call to KFH and remind them that yet another radio station has picked up this show.
And another excuse for you to reach out and, you know, maybe kick it over to our boy here.
I'd be happy to do that. I'll tell you.
Because really, the guy is ABC. He is always the closer.
Yes. The very nice man I've been dealing with there, Tony Dusing, very nice guy, but he's dug his heels in. He's made up his mind. He doesn't want to cut Kevin and Bean, and so we have not been able to wedge our way back.
My
into
God,
him.
Steve Bridges would
exactly.
Steve Bridges and the way would put us on in the middle of Kevin and Bean.
The way I hear it, Kevin and Bean are quite pleased even to get a Christmas card from an affiliate. Right, now, they would do anything. Yeah. They're not going to be minded if you time shift them.
Okay,
celebrity birthdays are just as good an hour later.
It's Burlington,
Vermont.
What a great town!
You put me in a fabulous mood.
Spent a whole weekend in Burlington once. A great town.
And you know what?
If you're a big fan of fish.
I tell you, come spring, summertime.
Yes.
Pitcher and nectar.
I would tell you, that would be a road trip.
Gorgeous.
No, beautiful in the winter as well.
Beautiful in the fall.
Yeah, great skiing.
Great summers.
I remember driving into Vermont. And
I don't like the summers, man.
I was a sophomore in college, right?
Right.
And we were, you know, what you do as a sophomore, you think you're cool, you're smoking cigarettes, you're driving through. Mm-hmm. I actually threw my cigarette out because I said, the air is so clean and it's so beautiful up here.
It is.
I just can't even smoke up here. I smoked a ton of weed.
And they have the best weed in Burlington.
You know what?
True.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Mike,
they don't call it the green state for nothing.
Let's just move on.
I'm telling you.
Let's not ruin the affiliate before it starts.
We're not on there today.
Right.
So we can just talk about them now. This is as bad as we'll be able to talk about.
A great town, though.
Here's the thing. Being a New Englander and spending a lot of time in Maine, as I did, and spending a reasonable amount of time in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, for that matter, Vermont was always, there was one time where I spent a length of time in Vermont. My next door neighbor, the Kellys, they had a cabin in Vermont.
Jim.
And I remember one time when Bruce Kelly and I went on a 5-mile hike, and I remembered it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because of how pristine it was up there. Right. And Burlington is, there are a lot of other cities you could have said that wouldn't get me excited. I love that area.
Yeah, I thought so.
We've got some great fans up there, and I am thrilled to death to have that affiliate. That is great news.
Me too.
And you know, if you think, oh boy, one affiliate, what are you guys getting to say? We're doing it from our living room.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, as of yesterday, we've doubled our affiliates.
Yes, we have doubled our affiliates.
Good work, Mark.
Really good news.
Yeah. Jeez, Mark.
That has put me in a good way.
Good.
So salute to the radio station once again.
It's 107.1 The Game.
All right, The Game.
Nice. You know the call letters?
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. I would love to get on in Portland, Maine again. I would love to get on in all of our affiliates.
Well, let's get that
again.
Guy Elliot elected, and he can pull some mojo.
As soon as Teddy gets that guy elected dog catcher, it's going to be easy.
Elliot Cutler is the independent candidate for governor up in the state of Maine.
When do we start in Maine, by the way?
November, in Vermont. In Vermont, November 1st.
That's Monday.
All right, getting on to the show now. I have to tell you that last night I went on one of my little journeys, one of my little drives. How do I cover this?
A sojourn?
I took a little adventure yesterday afternoon right after the show. Sometimes when
on the bike?
When I'm took my car.
Automobile?
Just took a drive up into the West Virginia Panhandle.
To clear your head?
Clear my head.
The town car? Or
I took the muscle car.
Okay, I apologize.
Took the muscle car and,
car, so the driver had the day off?
Sometimes when I need to clear my head, I like to go up and, play a couple of quarter slots.
Hold it in the middle of the week?
Yes, Mike, you actually made a afternoon trip to Charlestown?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Mark, can we get that phone number for Mike?
Yeah. Sure. During the week?
It's over by the
It's
ATM.
Great to go up during the week. It is.
Jesus.
It's fun to
go up
during
when they
the
get
week.
The class,
it's a great place.
The class clientele.
And then
the
I came
Hollywood
back.
Casino.
So I get back home, and I get back at about 8 o'clock at night.
Was it hard getting through the door with your pockets bulging?
You know, yeah, real hard. tough, very tough to, very, very difficult to stay in the house when Carla says to me early in the day, I'm having a friend come over at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a little wine. And at that point, I realize That's what Carl and I used to do when I didn't get up at 3:55 in the morning to go to 105.9 The Edge and do the morning show there. And so I'm like, I'm feeling down because we've been going pretty hard, and I've been going hard with the two shows,
all work no play,
and just you know, it's a struggle. It's everything is new. We're still, you know, we claw for everything we can get.
Of course.
And sometimes your boy is tired.
Sure,
your boy just wants a little.
Well,
you've
got
a
that
break.
Young bride with all that energy.
I do, but I didn't want to be in the house and have them, you know, having their little wine
girl
celebration.
Girl or
guy? It was a lady. Ooh.
So you're so tired.
Girl or guy.
You're so tired, you've totally eliminated.
I'm going to throw something at you.
Eliminated all hopes of a threesome?
You're on drugs. What?
You had totally eliminated all hopes of a threesome.
No, and she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
like, dude, if it's a girl, you hang out, you feed them booze.
I just said they're going to be, I can't do that. I cannot, listen, I make up for it on the weekend. I'm in the fetal position usually one time during the weekend because that's the only time I really indulge. And usually it's only one night a week. And believe me, it's not a great way to do it, but it's the way I do it.
Yeah.
But I can't touch a drop. I can't. Not during the week. You can't do it when you're getting up in the middle of the night.
It's the worst.
It's impossible. I might have been able to do it when I was 25. I can't do it at 51.
But especially if you want to do a good show.
You can't do a good show.
Only one vice remains.
The afternoon, maybe you can say the middays too, to a certain extent the middays, but really afternoon drive, you go out the night before, you're going to be better.
Middays.
Yeah. You're going to be
you're
better.
You're exactly right.
You're going to have a good little edge on. And a drinking show is always special. But I said, I'm going to get out of the house. I just can't. I just don't want to be around when this is happening.
You can make it up to Atlantic City. Atlantic City Light. You can make it up to the Hollywood Casino in under 90 minutes, right?
It's about an hour and 15.
Are you rated up there yet?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
His card has a big lollipop on it.
Right. Yeah. I saved a little money. I'm burning it all up, though.
Okay. No,
I'm burning up my children's college fund.
My question was.
No, I go up there and I spend $50.
What was the itch?
The itch was, here it is. I can't golf because my back is still on the fritz.
Right. Yeah.
So, and it's raining anyway. It's raining like hell.
No,
I don't want to go out and go shopping because I don't shop and I don't have any, you know, I don't have any desire to buy anything because I really can't do that.
So I just want something for a friend.
Listen to me. I just want a diversion.
Yes,
I want
exactly.
something to kill 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
That's exactly. This is the best thing
Manassas
that came to mind.
Manassas has no library?
No, it doesn't.
Volunteer at the hospital, Mike?
I just wanted to get away. And
I understand.
So when I come back at 8 o'clock, I come up the stairs and there they are, and I just have this feeling of jealousy just on her schedule alone.
Sure.
Until this morning.
Really?
So I was jealous that she gets to you know, sit out on the sun porch,
leisure time,
have a little vino and enjoy.
Not a care in the world.
And it's something when we were just doing this podcast,
you would have been
it's
there.
Something I used to do on a regular basis, and I loved it, and I miss it. And as a matter of fact, the one thing about doing mornings that I cannot stand more than anything is not having an evening occasion during the week, you know, where you just download and, you know, really my day consists of getting done doing this. Then I usually sit down and watch The View and whatever I have TiVo'd. And in the middle of that, I usually pass out.
America has to realize that you really have your day time shifted nearly 4 hours early.
And what America doesn't realize, if you're really going to weigh both options, is this.
America, now that we have one affiliate,
either have an evening out with your wife and her friends, and maybe some magic show breaks out and you each black out in each other's crotches, or B, you actually have a steady job with health insurance and some stability.
Right. You know,
I mean,
what?
Really, what would you want?
I,
what would America want?
I've had both. I've had both. You know what? Limited employment has its benefits.
Yes, it does.
Buzz is like spinning around.
The best
Buzz
is limited
pants around his ankles.
I love limited employment with severance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
That's great.
Yeah. That was nice.
You know what's going to happen is Buzz now will call your house periodically.
Right.
Randomly and just say, hey, what's
do you want to borrow my corkscrew? I could come over.
So
I have crackers.
But so I turn in last night. I go up. I do my show prep. I go in. I watch a little of the hockey game, a little of the World Series. And then I
are they
watch,
still drinking?
Yes.
Oh,
they're
my
still.
God.
This lady's the way I understand it. This lady was coming over at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And I don't know her name. I think it might be Courtney, but I'm not sure. So hi, Courtney. If I got your name right,
can I get an age range?
Right around Carla's age. Ooh. Sorry. Put your penis back in your Bolivian slacks.
I'm trying to paint a picture for the listeners.
So I arrived.
Just don't paint with
blonde
that.
Hair, brunette.
I think she's blonde.
Yeah.
Yes, I think
what
she's
type,
blonde.
What type of figure? Are we
very
talking
nice.
About?
Very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Attractive.
And so stop. You're gonna get me. Stop. You're gonna get me in trouble.
You're painting a picture for the listeners.
Or help you.
Illustrate.
They're in the middle of it. Yes. And I say, hey, nice to see you.
I'm sorry.
Settle down.
Does she have a website?
Is this the second day of this? I'm gonna get to Rob and Oscar competing for airtime on drugs. I will tell you that I just want to get this out and be done with it.
Understood.
Then you can go on. In fact, I'll give you the next two segments. I'll just sit here like a zombie. I greet them. I tell them I lost, and I go upstairs. I say, I have to do my show prep. I wish I could stay. Oh, have a glass of wine. And I'm jealous. I'm like, yeah, must be nice. Wish I could while away the whole night. And I go up. I do the show prep. I watch the games. And then I watch my TiVo'd content, watch Modern Family. Mm-hmm. And then I go right to my food shows to kind of get me in a...
Soothe you.
Yeah, that is my soothe. I've burned out all the back episodes of Ina.
You've seen it all.
Note to the work. You speak of work ethic.
Right.
Note to the... Travel Channel, Food Network.
Oh, they don't generate new content.
Jesus Christ.
How many times do you
roll content from 2005, a-holes?
You know what?
Generate new stuff.
One of the few shows that Julia and I can share and really dig is Alton Brown's Good Eats. And I have that
season. Of course you like
oh,
that
Oh, just ease off, okay?
But why do you like...
Because I'm supporting you.
He is such a Poindexter.
Yeah, right. I like the science.
Okay. Oh, God, the science. He takes... wonderful, simple cooking and mathematizes it and turns it into something bad.
I love that.
Yeah, and this is what you do. Now, a good yeast is going to, lick it. I wish this was the bonus hour.
Do you want to know?
I'll do 10 minutes on Alton
Brown. Do you want to know how I was going to support what you were saying?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, but I react to
so
Alton
I have
Brown.
I have a season pass that it picks up every episode
so
they run.
So do I for a lot of the food
and,
shows.
And we go down there, and we've only been doing it for like 2 months. We've seen them all.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just don't generate new
they
content.
They don't generate new content. And lazy. That is the big ripoff that these
but I will watch the beer
have.
One over and over again.
It's frustrating to me that they do this because you know what? And Anthony Bourdain is the king of it. Anthony Bourdain, I think, does one show every 3 months.
You know, he's only done 4 episodes of television ever.
So it's I watch fact. That and I drift off. It's about 10:20, 10:30. And
this is already past your bedtime.
Yes, it is. Yeah. My first probably I'm gonna say 10 o'clock.
Still past.
10:05. I put my head on the pillow. And you realize that you get into your routines because I'm tired and it's easy for me to fall asleep.
All that driving, all that gambling.
You know, and then in the background, I hear, and it's obviously the little speaker they have out on the, and it's just enough sound where it's different and I'm hearing it and it's bothering me. So I sit back up again, log a little bit more time with TV,
right?
And then I'm talking about like 10 minutes and then I pass out and then I go out. All right, flash forward to 12:15.
Oh, no.
I am awakened by.
Oh dear.
And I'm like
Frankie,
and so I wake up and I go, Carla. Off in the distance. Yeah. I mean, it's midnight. The dogs, right. The dogs are in there.
They
in
should
bed.
Be sleeping.
They
what
should
happened?
Be out. I hear Carla. I'm like, hey, Carla, what the f? Carla! And I finally...
You get to the point where you're yelling, you're not going to fall right back
and
asleep either.
So I jump, and you know how I get out of bed. It's the, you know, no. throwing
Mike,
the covers
actually,
off.
I don't.
He knows. I don't.
It's like...
Oscar Mike.
It's like... Mother ever,
don't they know I do a morning show?
I'm just
I want 105.9 The Edge.
Now I'm so pissed. Now that
5 a.m. to 9?
I'm just so pissed. I go down, and I said, Carla, I lean downstairs. I figure the party's still going on.
Yeah, right.
No, dark, down, all the lights shut off, and I'm like, okay. The immediate go-to is if she's not in the bedroom, she's gone into Catherine's room to not disturb me. That's fine.
Well, that's nice.
I go in, it's dark, and I hear, like right in the dark room.
Wow.
I say, Carla. Motionless.
Right.
Carla. Carla is out.
So you can see the body.
And Carla is out like she has gotten a right cross from Brock Lesnar.
Wow. Is there a chalk outline?
Where's her girlfriend? Laying next to her?
No. Sorry. Unfortunately, that fantasy doesn't work. She's nowhere to be found. I have no idea why Frankie is not on the bed, why he is barking.
Right.
I bring Frankie in with me, and I was jealous up until this morning when Carla said, how do you sleep, hon? I woke up a little right after you left, and...
Oh, dear.
Such a waste of wine.
Yeah, so I say salute. Not jealous anymore. She's having a half day today.
Was Frankie concerned for her? Is that why he
This is where Frankie, and since it's Halloween, I must say, Frankie, it could have been anything. But Frankie reacts like that when he hears somebody, you know, he hears footsteps outside.
Oh, my.
Frankie will, you know, my garage that I have about 20 feet from the back of the house. Frankie will start barking when I shut that door, even if I shut it quietly.
Right.
So this kind of weirded me out. And then I bring Frankie into the room with me, and none of the dogs like to sleep with me. But little Frankie, he felt safe and he chilled out with me, and everything was fine. And then I woke up this morning. Miraculously, right through to today, I feel great. I think this might be the official day where I have acclimated to doing mornings.
That's worth applauding.
And now I will tell you, now they'll fire me because I finally got my body clock totally
adjusted
used to
now.
Yeah. We will take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about one more thing about dogs. Dogs and tampons.
Oh.
Yeah. How's that lunch tasting? We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our next segment is brought to you by Peapod.com. Get Honeycrisp apples and all your groceries delivered right to your door at a time that's convenient to you. Peapod is a complete shopping experience with the freshest produce, meat, seafood, and baked goods. And you can shop 24/7 at Peapod.com. Get $10 off your first order when you click the Peapod ad on our website. You notice the way I'm saying Y-O-U-R now? It's my little freelance voice.
Yours.
Yeah. Get Honeycrisp apples, all your groceries. All your groceries.
May so it's more something? Folksy, more comfortable?
Well, that's the way these guys do it.
Soon we'll all be dancing.
May I mention something quickly?
Yeah, go right ahead. Please do.
On Peapod.com, and this is something I had to educate my girlfriend about. Because,
such a serious voice.
Well, this is when he's very serious. It's only when we're talking that he jokes.
No. I'm trying to do you.
Yeah, go ahead. You're trying to do me?
Yes, like the, God, the calm voice.
Isn't
the calm
everybody?
Voice.
All right, go ahead.
So I spoke with Kara, and I said, why don't you like Peapod? Because she wanted just to go to Costco. And I said, first of all, this helps the show when we order through Peapod.
Amen.
And then two, she said, well, there's all these specials at the grocery. I said, if you'd ever gone on there, because I do the shopping on you would realize that the front page has all your specials.
Right.
So the same specials or specials that are on par with the specials you go in your grocery store with are right on the front page.
Cool. All the best deals on queso, tortillas.
I'm so going to do that. Salsa. I'm so going to do that. You know, I'm going to do it today.
It's actually saved me in the last 3 months. It saved me $100 a month because it's all that impulsive buying that Kara does when she goes out. Then I nix.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, you're saving money.
You know, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about an advertiser like this, we are legitimately curious.
You use it.
When you mention that saving money, that would eliminate, it eliminates so many different things. You're thinking more clearly.
Yeah. Of course.
You're going through. Now, if I go on there today, go to peapod.com, go through our show to do it, folks.
Yes.
Do it that way.
Our website. Sign up for an account.
What? You sign up for an account? They'll deliver tomorrow?
You can deliver tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Mike, do that for the weekend. That, don't forget Pepto-Bismol.
Pepcid AC, Rob.
Helps.
Pepcid AC.
Of course.
Anybody got any clue about... Now, you don't have a dog.
No, I don't.
You don't have a dog.
I don't, but I'm familiar with this phenomenon.
I had two.
I do.
You had two, and Ronick's got a dog.
Is your dog sick?
He is sick. Well, he's getting better, though.
What happened?
He had a big tumor growing out of his lip.
Ew!
And they had to remove that.
Does he kiss you a lot?
A lot. Yeah. And they had to remove that. They ended up also removing like 6 teeth, so he's just recovering now, but he's doing fine.
This is when I wish we had that Walter Brennan.
Hello there.
I'm glad he's better.
Thanks.
My name's Mark Ranick's dog. I got 6 teeth, folks. And by golly,
Does your dog have a fascination with that time?
Yes.
That monthly bill?
Really?
He does. You know, we had a guest come over once.
Oh!
And she disposed of something in the trash.
In the trash.
Because he shouldn't do it in the toilet.
He found it later on and tore it up and ate it. And now, unfortunately...
Am I the only one who's turned on right now?
I walked in this week on, I believe it was Wednesday. I walked into the kitchen bathroom after we had been out for the afternoon, and it looked like someone had set an IED off.
Oh my god!
It was a girl, and there, and then Carla came around the corner and said, "I found the culprit," and it was the plastic
applicator,
the
tube.
Thanks, Oscar.
I grew up with women.
The applicator. I guess it's the hole, Mike.
It is.
I don't know, but I hate it.
Well, I know this. I know it can bring bears.
He's right.
I believe that.
It can attract bears?
Yeah, in campsites. Yeah.
Can it attract a bear even when a woman is on that time of the month?
I believe that's what they smell.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that is an urban legend or a woods legend.
Yeah. Dogs like women's underwear, their crotch area.
They do.
And they love the tampon, especially on the heavy flow.
But dogs are not nearly as fascinated with men. You know, I don't see the dogs.
Not as much.
I don't see, like, my boxers being carried out to a different area.
Maybe if you passed blood like I do.
This is so gross.
Yes.
But is it that? Is it the?
I think it's the scent.
I'm gonna throw up.
It's a scent.
Dogs and cats are attracted to dying things, flesh.
Go to any barbecue
sort of
and see where, especially where a dog is of medium or larger size. The dog doesn't just put his face in a woman's crotch to get his head rubbed. He's up there sniffing and seeing what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Does it matter whether it's a male? I've got two male dogs. Do you think that has something to do with?
Male dogs, and they've always torn up.
I can't imagine it
underwear
would make a difference.
And tampons.
Do you have a male or a female?
Mine's
dog?
A male, and I grew up with female dogs, and that was never an issue.
They never go near it.
Right. That's far as I know. Yeah.
I wonder if that's a female dog thing. If female dogs do it. Well, I bet it's male dogs.
Mostly male dogs.
It's a sex thing.
Right.
They're called bitches.
It's. I bet. You know what? But the bastards, I bet the dogs, what it is really is a desire to have sex.
That's really what it is. The hormones.
It's like the woman's in
hormones
heat.
And blood.
So that's
maybe
really...
Maybe that's the reason Carla threw up today.
She's pregnant with puppies.
And here's a fun snack. Here's a fun snack. You get some white bread and some ketchup, and you roll up the white bread in the ketchup, and it makes a great treat.
That is so gross.
Oh.
Buzz has officially stopped the show. What's wrong? All right. You know, now I got three guys I work with on drugs here. I'm wondering what the hell.
Four, Mike.
Mike, of
course. Oh, four. Mark says four.
You know I don't partake.
I know.
I'm just a...
I know.
natural high.
They can't all be home runs.
All right. To secure it is the rule you tell your lady to... Yeah, put it somewhere else or put it under lock and key.
Maybe
or
a Ziploc baggie.
She's got it.
A Ziploc baggie.
Those little trash cans.
They'll go through a Ziploc baggie.
No, those little trash cans that are in bathrooms really aren't meant to keep pets out. The trash cans, unless you have a lid, like a steel lid to help you out, you should probably just put it in another bag and take it downstairs to your bigger trash can.
But you don't flush it because they can wreak havoc
on a
toilet.
In Victorian homes such as these.
But there's certain ones that are
stately
flushable.
Victorian
aren't there
homes.
Certain ones
Thank
they
you.
Say flushable?
Yeah, there are. And according to YellowstoneBearMan.com.
That's my homepage.
Yellowstone Bear Man. Hey,
there is no evidence that bears are attracted to menstruating.
I don't believe
it. I don't buy it either.
I like hearing it.
Yeah. Does a bear menstruate in the woods?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to keep tabs on that. I'll make sure the lid is tight.
Do you have a lid on the
trash
can?
We have on the kitchen.
That's a great bowl.
On the kitchen trash.
Technology, though, is catching up overall with all toilet products. Did you hear that? I think it's a Charmin brand. Scott. Thank you so much. The Scott brand, usually when you buy a roll of toilet paper, there's a cardboard insert that actually helps you roll it.
Mm-hmm.
The Scott brand has come up with a way to really do without the actual cardboard insert. I think you might have a story.
I have audio of your boyfriend talking about
that. You mean you have a roll of toilet paper without the cardboard insert?
Listen to this.
No core.
Yeah. No core at all?
No core at all.
It's just paper.
Wrinkly paper.
And they're very excited about it. It's a big step for the green movement.
All right, here's the question I would have about that. I mean, what do you do with all your toilet roll dispensers?
You know, it still goes on that.
Works. Oh, it goes on
it
that.
Has all, listen, here's Brian Williams to a dazzle.
Brian Williams.
Works the same way.
Hey. With his delightful voice.
I love him.
The folks at Scott Paper have come out with what some are billing an environmental breakthrough on a small scale. Toilet tissue without the cardboard tube inside. In their promotional video, you can see it, tubeless, so it rolls off unevenly, a bit like an old wagon wheel. There's a good chance this pretty simple idea could catch on. They are test marketing it at Walmart and Sam's Club stores, mostly in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm. But think Walmart about, and Sam's right. Club.
Think about
controlling the world.
Yeah, but think about the amount of paper and waste that'll save, because, God, you go through so much toilet paper, yeah, and every one of them yields a roll.
I use so much.
I use two rolls per session.
And what nobody thinks about is, at least for me, and this is I'm just a wasteful man, when there's like an inch or 2 inches left on the roll,
right? You take the roll.
I just throw it off. Throw it away. I'm not gonna deal with that.
I do the same thing. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna put my hand down there with like one sheet.
But now with this new coreless toilet paper, it just rolls right off.
Instantly, it is toilet tissue for me is one of the most wasteful things in the world, because my goal when I'm dialing off my toilet tissue,
total separation
is total I am protecting my hand.
Right.
I don't want my hand anywhere. And
you
I
want
also
a power washer.
And I also will tend to myself down there until the irritation, you know, is I do not want anything down there.
Do you use baby wipes?
Huh? I do. Yeah, I do use baby wipes.
What's your go-to? Is it my? I'll tell you my
Cottonelle
method.
Cottonelle.
My formula. I'll tell you my
okay
formula.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I go. Baby wipe.
First. See, that's bad, because then you get the little.
I agree.
The little rolled up pieces of toilet paper.
No, baby wipe first.
Yeah.
And then I go back with the Charmin.
Yeah.
And then I go back to baby wipe.
But the moisture will make the toilet paper dissolve, particularly a cheap toilet
right
paper.
Right. What I do is I go
as I buy
Scott's, and I get Scott's. I like or Kirkland works for me too.
I buy. Yeah. That's where an exclusive Kirkland.
Kirkland
brand
is fine with that.
Kirkland toilet paper. Their Kirkland toilet paper towels. Right.
Their paper products are fine with me.
I think they're probably made by another company.
I think you're right. I will go with that, with dry, yes. And then if I really feel
right,
it's necessary, that's when
you'll
I go
treat
with
yourself.
With
that,
yeah. That's what I'll treat.
Saturday is treat day.
Honey, will you warm me a baby wipe?
All right. That's it for the dogs. I'll just make sure it's under lock and key. Evie, Randy Quaid, any thoughts on that whatsoever? I mean,
is anybody surprised at this?
They're nuts.
They have a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
That they believe that Hollywood stars, that actors in particular, are in some way dying mysteriously.
They named David Carradine, Heath Ledger.
Right.
And the thing is I think Randy is starting to realize he can't get by on his looks forever.
Right.
And
you know, they're just certified.
Is he Dennis Quaid's brother?
Yes. He is Dennis Quaid's uglier brother.
You know what? That's a conspiracy theory.
But you've had here's a guy, a character actor, mm-hmm, worked his whole career,
pretty funny,
you know, here, there, everywhere. And my question to you, very briefly, because we do have to go to break here, can there be a, obviously people have chemistry. Can there be a chemistry between two people that makes them both go nuts?
Of
where
course.
You get
feed
one normal person and another normal person, but you put them together, and that's when they go insane.
It's called bringing the worst out in some
ways. It's incredible.
And keep in mind that this conspiracy
like
theory
drug addicts
is on the heels of them being on the lam for not paying at a hotel and squatting in the guest house of their past
they
lived in.
They are now feeding on each other's paranoia, building the other's paranoia to a greater level.
I think it's complete BS. This is their excuse for their own misfortune.
Could be.
That's what it is.
You know what? There we go.
Could be.
I'm with Mr. Santana. Yeah. You said it before me. This, in my humble opinion, is financial.
Smokescreen?
This is financial. They've run out of money, and this is how they're getting away with it. And then they say, I would go so far, Oscar, as to say they might have had a discussion along the lines of, hey, you know, and if we get bad publicity, that'll be good for our careers.
Probably.
We don't have any money. We got to live like
they're
this. That's
run.
Why they're on the land.
There's no way he should be out of money. The amount he's worked?
I don't know.
It can happen.
Rob,
it does.
Rob.
People spend their money in
different
ways.
Look at a boxer like Mike Tyson. Yeah. You would look at these guys. You look at these professional athletes.
Yeah, but the thing is Mike Tyson's career is over. He can't box anymore because he can't. But he could still act.
But people don't realize the things that can happen in your life. I mean, for example, I guess other than Mike Tyson, what comes to mind is Mike O'Mara. You know, three marriages, mm-hmm, two divorces.
Yeah.
The man's still working. He shouldn't be working. Oh, you're right here? Yeah.
How many times?
That's so awkward. Can we get him a paper towel or a wet wipe?
That was out loud.
No, but I mean, I really, early on... early on, after my first marital breakup, all I thought about was protecting and protecting and protecting. And I didn't think about it enough. After the second marriage, it was even more obsessed. Right. And at the same time, and so,
but the thing
thank
is,
God, I have been able to survive on that. I mean, otherwise I'd be living.
If here's you want to draw a parallel between you and Randy Quaid, though,
right.
maybe he has fallen on hard times.
Where did this become about me?
No, it was
because, no, because you were talking about...
He did it.
Okay, so you don't want to draw
a
parallel.
And then the druggie brothers followed up on each other. You bastards.
I like scope in my bong.
Here's
but
why...
Yeah, no, but about Randy... Real quick. No. Just let me say this.
No!
Micah, you just... I was
my
saying
show
it.
With my name on
I was
it, goddammit.
Saying it, and you once again say I'm on drugs.
All right, go ahead.
I forget.
Oh, good. Jesus. Here's what I wanted to say. Here's the key. They were squatting, correct me if I'm wrong, in their guest house.
Their own yes. guest house.
So right. they had the palatial estate.
Yes.
They had the mansion. Nope. And Rob, anybody can be in this situation if you live above your means.
This is true.
Which most Americans do. There's no difference between yes. that and Hollywood
but
celebrities.
He shouldn't, what I'm saying is that it's his own fault no matter what, because with his body of work and his ability that he could still generate, even if it's just
work.
On a show,
but
as a guest shot, he easier. Shouldn't be destitute.
Why is Charlie Sheen doing what he does? You'd say the same thing.
He
I said that.
It.
Here's my theory on Charlie Sheen. Somebody say, what is he doing with that? Charlie Sheen, it's like, Charlie Sheen's a Hollywood star. Why has he got to be in a room with a hooker slash prostitute, porn star? You know what it is? L-A-Z-Y. Charlie Sheen, above all other things, is a lazy actor. And that's why Charlie Sheen is doing what he's doing. Because it's easier. That's right. what I think.
That's a
it's
lot of it.
Easier. He doesn't want to do that whole deal. He's tried it a couple of times.
The rest of it is because he can. Because he can get away with it. He is right. on one of the biggest money-making shows on CBS. Yeah, but,
mm-hmm. Think about this. He's at dinner before this all went down.
Right.
He's at dinner with a group of his friends, Denise Richards.
Mm-hmm.
He's invited the prostitute slash porn star slash escort to dinner with them.
Oh, he did?
They were all at dinner together before this happened.
The porn star was at
yes.
dinner?
Yes.
With Denise?
Jesus, how does Denise Richards put
well,
up
that's
with
that? Well, this is the type of man
she's
we're dealing
nuts
with.
Too.
I almost,
oh,
to be quite
is.
Honest,
yeah.
you almost envy a guy that has this type of pimp hand.
Wow.
Where you can invite what was at one point one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood at
and,
one point.
And she's,
mother of
and she's and dealing
the,
with this.
And the whore is 22.
Yes, and she's dealing with this sitting across the way from
I
her have, from
I
the prostitute
and it was,
slash
I have no
porn
idea.
Star.
It was so awkward at dinner, too, because this adult actress, she'd put the food in her mouth, but then she'd spit it out.
There you go. Rob's feeling. On that note, so last
thing
on,
the power to do it.
Last thing on Charlie Sheen. Yeah. First of all, I think they're gonna finally catch up. They've caught up with Randy and Evie, and I think they're both gonna go to the Hooskow for
yeah.
this. You see punishment for Charlie Sheen this time. Has he worn out his welcome?
No, he skates. No. He totally
he's
skates.
He's still gonna skate.
Skates again.
And they're not even going to call him. He had, what, a week left on his probation
mm-hmm.
for the beating thing in Colorado? Yeah. They're not even going to chase him on that.
He has apologized and says he'll replace the chandelier and other things.
Well, they're estimating $7,000 worth of damage.
You know it's bad when the prostitute calls the police.
Yeah.
Because the prostitute isn't trying to really
right.
billboard the fact that she's a prostitute
yeah,
and this is going down.
And they said
she was scared for her life.
She locked herself in the bathroom
yeah.
and
yeah,
called the cops.
Yeah, but who hasn't had that happen to them?
Been there.
On that note, we will take a break. When we come back, it is Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For cutting-edge news and reviews on all the latest tech in our lives, DigitalTrends.com makes it all simpler and easier.
Yep.
Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter choices in your purchases. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, DigitalTrends.com. Just click their ad on our website. Let's open up the audio vault. We're running short on time. Shocker. Rob, what do you have for
I'll
us
I'll be very
today?
Brief then, Mike. I did want to play you this because I found this on an old disc. This is from the 8th of October, and we never played this. Evie Quaid having her dog taken away from her, and you can hear her mental state of mind, I believe, in this tape. So this is the Widow Quaid. Shoot me, kill me, don't take my dog.
Wow.
Jesus.
All right, maybe it's not just financial.
All because of a tampon.
No, wow.
No, that had very little to do with it. But
that is scary.
That is scary. Now, let me switch discs here.
All right.
I have to thank a listener of our show. He is based in New York. His name is Christian. And do you remember during the New York
First Name Magic? Oh, I'm sorry, he's passed.
He's no longer with us.
He's no longer with us.
Too soon, Mike. Way too soon.
I'm so sorry.
Do you remember this gentleman from the New York governor's debate?
Okay. I represent the rent is too damn high party.
Of course, you remember Jimmy McMillan?
Yes.
And he was
Jimmy
sort of,
Idiot McMillan.
He was put into pop culture because he was made into a Saturday Night Live bit. But I want to thank listener Christian for tracking this guy down and having him say this for us.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Jimmy McMillan of the Rent Too Damn High Party. I get my groove by listening to the Mike Camara Show. I get my coolness when I listen to the Mike Camara Show. When I listen to the Mike Camara Show, I walk out and I feel really good. And I want you to feel like me. I want you to turn to the dial and listen to the Mike Camara Show. Why do I listen to the Mike Camara Show?
Why?
I can't go out. Why? Because the rent is
too damn high.
Thank you, Christian.
That is effing awesome.
That's we must fantastic. Play that again sometime.
We must play that in the next 15 minutes while it still counts.
Absolutely. Safe bet there. Very good.
You know, Arnold has done really an amazing job as governor of California.
Nobody would have expected it.
Wouldn't have expected it. But people are wanting to know, will he return to acting? So, Mike, it's just another excuse to hear Arnold talk.
Here we go.
Oh, good.
The only thing that would interest me is if it is, let's say, a cameo like it did for Sylvester Stallone for his movie Expendables. I look at this thing and they say, you know, that's me. I can play that and it will be totally believable, something like that. So it could be something like this. But it's not like I'm out there saying I'm looking for an acting job because I have plenty of money. I never have to work again. Luckily, I was always a smart businessman. I invested my money really wisely.
True. He is, you would think, after being in the governor's mansion, that the English would make just a sea air of progress.
I am a man who has wisely
it's
invested.
It's identical. It he has made changed. No, but that's Arnold.
That's Arnold.
And he achieves what he achieves without the you know, without having to worry about how he sounds.
Advanced, he advanced maybe one step right around the time of Conan the Barbarian.
Right.
And it's been the same ever since.
And then this the thing is, yes. Expendables.
I think that's it's actually gotten worse.
He might it's have possible. Slipped back.
And also,
he could have possibly slipped back.
He wanted to talk about the wimp politicians facing the oil companies.
We need to go to Washington and say, look what happened.
Hold it.
You.
Listen to the way he says Washington. He's worse than Larry Michael.
Washington.
We need to go to Washington and say, look what happened. Okay. You.
When he says Washington, Ington
no
is completely.
Right.
We need to go to Washington.
And he swallows.
Washington.
We need to go to Washington and say, look what happened.
Washington.
You.
Washington.
Because the oil companies have spent money against you. They have threatened you. You backed off the energy policy and the environmental policy in Washington. What wimps. No guts. I mean, here you idolize and always celebrate the great warriors, our soldiers, our men and women that go to Iraq and to Afghanistan and just say they're risking their lives to defend this country. And you're not even willing to stand up against the oil companies? I said, that's disgusting. You promised the people to represent them. You didn't promise the people to represent the oil companies.
There's like some acting going on there.
Hey, man. You know, give me that on a national stage.
He's great.
I never thought I'd say that.
And yet, that's why we need to change the Constitution, Mike, so he can run for president.
He never can run, correct?
Unless we change the Constitution.
Boy, I like what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that from a Republican very often. And a Republican that's really like dissing the oil companies, attacking the oil companies.
Send this man to Washington.
Oh, that's great. All right, good old Arnold.
This is great. This is at a summit for World of Warcraft. Now, I'm not a big gamer, but apparently this is one of
most
the
popular
hottest
game in the world.
Video games out there.
Right.
So hot, Mike, that in between releases, they write books. And the books sell well because the books are telling you what's
world
coming
of
up.
Warcraft.
Let me just clear this up. You play it on a PC.
Okay.
Okay, so, forgive me.
Right, very good.
But World of Warcraft, this is at some summit, and this nerd in the audience finds an error. And just to listen to this guy talk, you won't understand a damn thing he's talking
right.
about, but you'll like the way he talks.
This is a Comic-Con kind of guy?
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
So here
hello?
You go.
I just finished reading The Shattering yesterday.
Oh my God.
And I noticed something. It said that Falstad Wildhammer was going to be on the Council of Three Hammers, but in the beta it's Curdren Wildhammer and Falstad is not in the game at all.
Oh my God.
What happened to him?
Isn't Falstad dead? From Day of the Dragon? No?
No, he survived, and in fact, he was the leader of Airy Peak and Vanilla WoW through Wrath of the Lich King.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Alex, what's up with that?
Thanks for pointing that out. We're going to get that fixed.
Ah, you know what I say to catcher.
And you know what I say to that?
To me, nerd stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Thank you very much. Answer me these questions, three.
Now, I don't know why. I guess he's just because he's agreeing to do press now. Steven Slater is back in the news. The JetBlue flight attendant.
Yeah, this guy didn't get bitten in the ass. I mean, he didn't go to jail.
No charges. Anyway, so this is the thing that I found most interesting. He did a canned interview on the Today Show, but he was a little more forthcoming on Good Morning America. Mm. He admitted that he had been drinking that day.
Oh, several passengers say that you appear to be under the influence. Were you drinking on the job that day?
Yes. Truthfully, I will admit that it was one of those days that drove me to drink, and I admit that I did have a little sip.
Do you think at any point your passenger's safety was at risk?
I was not impaired to any extent that I was
able to do so. Right. No. She has to do that. I understand she has to do that. But is there any don't we understand why no one is honest in the media?
Right.
You know, as soon as he has that very honest answer, you know, she pounces.
Of course.
I mean, I thought that initial answer was very refreshingly honest.
Yes, it was.
You know, and then she's like, passenger safety. And really,
why the hell is he talking to them, though?
I don't know. But
he doesn't have anything to
sell. Let's listen to it again.
Okay, we'll take it from the top. Again, Steven Slater, who was the flight attendant on JetBlue.
Several passengers say that you appear to be under the influence. Were you drinking on the job that day?
Yes. Truthfully, I will admit that it was one of those days that drove me to drink, and I admit that I did have a little sip.
Do you think at any point your passenger's safety was at risk?
I was not impaired to any extent that I was not able to do so.
Something had happened, God forbid, on that flight, and you were in charge of evacuating these passengers. Mm-hmm. Were you able to do your job?
I would have definitely been able to do so, and I actually did show that I could open a door and
slide down the slide.
I could indeed assess my conditions and open a door and operate the equipment as needed.
You're a good-looking guy. I bet he likes you,
too. Can I hear what he says about the airline industry?
Yeah, this is actually, I think you'll like this, also refreshing.
I like this guy.
This guy is not filthy.
Honest.
What do you think JetBlue's responsibility is in all of this? Or is there any responsibility for the airline?
I think there's tremendous culpability in the airline industry at whole. I think
for what you did?
At the end of the day, again, I am accepting responsibility, but I do believe that there were many, many contributing factors that came together to create this, and many of them are within the airline's control. Why are we charging people to check their luggage? Obviously, everything in the world is going to come on board.
It causes
an amazing CF, and
pretty sensible.
I like the fact that he is unfiltered. Yeah. That's refreshing to hear that. You don't hear that ever.
It's going
to
come back and bite him in the ass.
Oh, of course it will. Yeah. And nobody will do it again.
The book deal.
That's why people get on TV shows and lie like dogs. That's what happens. Now, the Salahis thrive, and a guy like this will get bitten in the ass.
Oscar, I need your help on this one. Audrina Partridge is Hills, right?
She was on the Hills. She was on the Hills.
But
she was on Dancing with the Stars.
But she got a problem.
So our last one here?
This and a quick one after
this. Okay, very good.
Got a problem. She got the drunk mother. And the mother was approached by the pops. And she talks to the paparazzi. And this is a great...
Oh, dear.
I had to steal this phrase.
Just got voted off.
Wonderful, hot, boozy breath of the widow Partridge.
Hills, girls, hills, tramps. My baby's a star.
Yes, she is.
She's the only one that has some class. And I don't give a f*** about it.
Yeah, but you know what? Right now...
I'm just angry because something happened tonight. And it's political, but you know what? She's going to be so pissed. I'm talking to idiots.
I know.
Hey, I'm going to be on TV soon, baby. You better look for me because I'll be on another reality show with my daughter. And we're going to kick ass, show you how the real American, all-American family lives.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hot boozy breath
is
right.
That is tragic.
Hot boozy
breath. Wait, just quickly, did you guys realize that every time these Dancing with the Stars shows come on, it's either the first or second round that the hottest girl gets voted off right away.
Yeah, but Bristol Palin will go to the finals.
That manatee still dancing on the show.
My baby's a star.
Jesus Christ.
It sucks.
And, I don't normally go to the
letter. It's a miracle that Florence Henderson didn't last longer.
She's hot.
Yeah, right.
America's hot mom.
I like Oscar calling Bristol Palin a manatee. Yeah, get past it.
That's a good point.
I don't normally get a lot of hot breaking news from the Letterman show, but Letterman actually broke the Charlie Sheen 911 call. We will close with this today.
Thank you for calling 911. To report Charlie Sheen driving his car off a cliff, press 1.
To report Charlie Sheen drunk and naked on your lawn, press 2. To report Charlie Sheen trashing your hotel, press 3. All of our Charlie Sheen operators are busy. Please hold.
That is your magic audio.
Good stuff.
Excellent.
We will take a break. When we come back, it's news with Mr. Buzz Burbank right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's get right to it without further ado. The news with the man who's on the road to recovery.
That's right.
Buzz Burbank, take it away,
bro.
It's a hell of a long road.
You're telling me. My feet are tired.
Coast to coast.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Amazon.com. You can buy almost anything at Amazon.com, delivered right to your door, usually for less. Music, movies, games, lots more, including Kindles and Kindle accessories. Click their ad on our webpage or use the Amazon search tool at the bottom of our homepage. And Amazon.com has hassle-free one-click purchasing. Support the show and shop through us at Amazon.com.
Very good.
The president may have faced his toughest question since taking office on last night's Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Rob will have more tape, I think, for us.
I have audio during
on.
This, yeah.
Stewart pointed out that Obama ran on the high rhetoric of hope and change, but called his legislative approach timid. Quoting Stewart, "I'm not even sure what you want out of a health care bill." Obama responded by saying that health care reform stands as one of the greatest pieces of legislation passed in America's history, and he acknowledged that change takes time.
Now, can I play one piece of tape?
Sure.
From last night, this was the Daily Show had Obama on, and I was really pleased with the way Jon Stewart handled it.
Yes.
He was respectful, but he was tough. But
before you play that, I will just say this, that I said this on the radio this morning, and I will say it here.
Okay.
They're just not communicating. They're going about things
True.
The right way. It's
right.
the week before the election.
Right.
And they're going on the happy, happy liberal joy shows. And I'm sorry, that ain't going to work.
Too little.
You've got to be presidential.
Too late.
And you've got Michelle Obama on Ellen, and you've
right.
got Obama on The Daily Show. Not thick enough. You're not going to do any good. And, well, the recent polls, I'm sure
right.
Buzz will have them.
But it's easy, Mike. Sure is easy.
It sucks.
But Jon Stewart said what I think is on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, you ran a very tenacious campaign of yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to right. that? And this is what the president responded with. If it would play.
More responded.
Attitude is, if we're making progress, step by step, inch by inch, day by day, that we are being true to the spirit of that campaign. And
so you wouldn't say you'd run this time as a pragmatist. You would not. It wouldn't be, yes, we can, given certain conditions.
I think what I would say is,
yeah.
yes, we can, but it is not
but,
yeah. but yeah. it is not going to it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
Right. It's frustrating. It really is. And because well, here's what I do if I'm advising the president, and
right.
this is what it's gotten to. I'm going to say you stay presidential, and you hit one message home. You say we are optimistic, and these things take time.
And you point, underscore That's the it. Progress you have made.
And you also right. take every bit of good news, like there was good news about unemployment today,
right.
and you hammer that home.
It boils back down to the Reagan administration. You must communicate.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting
that.
You,
no, he's going down. Right now, I would evaluate him as a mediocre president.
Do you feel like, and this is something I loved at the beginning of his presidency, but I hate now, and it actually disgusts me for some reason or another, is the access that he has given the media. The access that when I used to think of a presidency or a president, there was this aura of mystery.
Amen.
And,
I agree.
And just allure, and even the aloofness of
yep.
the accessibility that
right.
you had for
there
him.
Was a formality that I think the country likes
of
and
course.
Respects. We don't want the door shut.
No.
We want press conferences.
It's just too much access.
But he just, you know, coolly walking out on Jon Stewart, and then she comes out dancing on Ellen, and it just, it's leaving a bad
it's
taste in my mouth.
And this is kind of a weird parallel, but it's the same reason why when you see celebrities now, it's not as exciting as it used to be before
right.
all these TMZs
right.
and these weekly rags
right.
came out, like Us Weekly. When I was younger and you would see a celebrity in D.C., it was the biggest effing deal.
Yeah. yeah.
But now, like even when I see the motorcade drive by in D.C., it's still kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Biden or the president.
Right.
But for me, it's just like, it's whatever. because I just saw him 2 seconds ago on The Daily Show.
Right. And we descend from the English style of government, very close to it. That's how we got our start. And that's based in royalty. And I think the last time we saw royalty, and it was called, with a wink and a nod, Camelot,
right.
But the Kennedys.
And it's watering down the message more than anything else.
It is, because you can't have that kind of power and you can't command the respect if you're the guy next door. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you can't have it both ways.
I just think he's missing, and we'll see in the elections.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we will see. Now, normally, you're not allowed to wear anything to the polls on Election Day that would indicate that you're for or against a particular candidate. But in Connecticut next week, voters will be allowed to wear WWE gear to the polls, even though a World Wrestling Entertainment executive is one of the candidates.
Linda McMahon.
Vince McMahon's wife, Linda, is the Republican candidate for Senate
in Connecticut. And my mom just loves her.
I'll bet.
Oh, my God.
Has she been out stumping for her?
Oh, my God. My mom, she doesn't like either one of them, to be honest with you. Now, Vince. Blumenthal or Linda McMahon?
Oh, I thought you meant Linda McMahon or Vince McMahon.
No, Vince McMahon. My mom loves the wrestling.
Of course, she always has.
Well, ever since she was involved
in it.
That's right. Vince says a ban on, say, Hulk Hogan shirts, would violate his rights. Election officials have sided with Vince on this.
Unbelievable.
Now, there's no question that by this time next week, Republicans will stand ready to take control of the House. The numbers are clear on that. What there is a question about is whether the Tea Party movement has helped or hurt the Republicans in the long run. The Tea Party's candidates with no experience find themselves stumbling in the final days of the campaign. Rand Paul's cause in Kentucky wasn't helped when one of his more enthusiastic supporters stomped on the head of a liberal counter-demonstrator. In Colorado and Delaware, Ken Buck and Christine O'Donnell hurt their own campaigns by showing their ignorance about the Constitution and separation of church and state. In Nevada, Sharon Angel ran ads that portray Latino immigrants as criminals and gang members. Maybe not the smartest move there. And in Alaska, Tea Partier Joe Miller hurt himself after getting caught lying about his misconduct while working as a government lawyer, quoting Joe himself, "I was beyond stupid." Mm-hmm. Now, in some cases, Republicans find themselves endorsing and backing liberal Democrats because they're so embarrassed by the naivete of the Tea Party newcomers. In New York, faced with a choice between Andrew Cuomo and Tea Party type Carl Paladino, lifelong Republican Joe Arago is backing Cuomo. Quoting Joe, "When I saw his website, I thought, nobody can be that dumb." Mm-hmm. Joe now runs a group called Republicans for Cuomo.
It'll be interesting to see how these candidates do and see how the independents do. There are a few of them out there. I'm only watching one race, and that's for my cousin.
Right.
Teddy, I'm with you, and I hope your guy pulls it off.
Republicans also backing Democrats in Delaware, Arizona, and Nevada. And finally, kids, don't try this at home. There are a lot of things you shouldn't try at home. Police and medics rushed to a home in Portland, Oregon this week on the report of an injured child. Turns out a mother had tried for her 3-month-old boy a do-it-yourself circumcision.
Oh
my God.
I'll save that $250. Oh. Why not?
Doctors say the baby will be fine.
Perfect.
All things considered. Oh. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, oh man. Yeah, wait. We squirmed in the middle and we squirmed at the end.
The rabbi was working for tips.
That's right.
Oh, God. It pays well, Rob.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on any game console or computer. And now on your iPhone and iPads and iPod Touches. Or get Blu-rays and DVDs right to your door for just $8.99 a month for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here. Yeah. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. We depend on advertising, and you can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeO'MaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, and hey, we got a new affiliate.
Yay! Yay!
Bye-bye, everybody.
Catch up.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Jimmy McMillan of the Rent Too Damn High Party. I get my groove by listening to the Mike Camara Show. I get my coolness when I listen to the Mike Camara Show. When I listen to the Mike Camara Show, I walk out and I feel really good. And I want you to feel like me. I want you to turn to the dial and listen to the Mike Camara Show. Why do I listen to the Mike Camara Show? I can't go out. Why? Because the rent is too damn high.